a woman thought dead. She's in the morgue. She was in there for 11 hours. She wasn't dead. She woke up.
What? She woke up in the morgue?
What's the one thing she asked for? She asked for hot tea. Because it was cold in there. 11 hours in the morgue.
Okay, so the first thing that would have to happen is the medical examiner needs to be fired. Like, if you can't tell a body is not dead, thank God they didn't start to perform an autopsy on her.
Yeah, I think that's day one of medical school. Checking to make sure they're dead.
Make sure they're dead.
Okay, and then somebody's got to call it. You know, they have to work on me for a few minutes. Try to bring me back to life, at least. But no, 11 hours she's hanging out in the morgue. I bet it was cold. I bet she did want tea. Hello? Anybody get tea?
It's freezing in the morgue. Oh, my God. That is my nightmare, to wake up in a morgue. Oh, my God. Because you're in that drawer. How do you get out?
Exactly. It's either you're in, because there's only two.
Excuse me?
There's only two places you can be in a morgue. You can be in the middle of the room with the towel over you, and there's seven other people in there laying down, and all you can see is their feet and the top of their head, or you're in the drawer.
Right.
And if I'm working in the morgue and I hear any noise, I'm freaking the hell out.
I wonder how often that happens. Somebody is not dead.
Do you hear knocking on the drawer? Oh, my God. I'm never walking in that room again. I'm not walking in that part of town again if I hear that. I'm gone.
No, if you do dead people for a living, you're not scared of anything.
If you do dead people for a living?
Yeah.
No.
If you're somebody who's around dead people all day long and somebody wakes up, you're just like, oh well, missed one. Come on.
Take them back to room three. I think you're freaking the hell out, because if you're around dead people all the time, I still think dead people freak you out.
Oh, you're not going to like this one. Okay. Waking up in the morgue isn't quite as unusual as you would think. Okay, so they have all these stories of people, a 24-year-old guy in Kenya, a 91-year-old woman.
In Brooklyn,
somebody else in Poland, like just people that, you know, have woken up. Here's what's really interesting. They're saying even within the medical community, there's debate over what constitutes death. Are you kidding me? No. You're either dead or you're alive. How could there be a debate over this? Is your heart pumping blood? Is your brain working? Are you breathing? There's no debate. Then you're alive. I've just solved it for you.
If your heart stops, that's one type of dead. If your brain stops, that's another type of dead.
Yeah, but either way, that's dead. Either way, you're dead. If you're just unconscious and hypothermia or whatever, and you need to be revived, revive them.
Right. If my heart is dead.
Don't just go, oh, well.
If my heart is dead and my head is still thinking, don't put me in the morgue. Wait till I'm totally dead.
Right. And you know what? If I have a weak pulse, guess what? I still have a pulse.
Exactly.
I'm still pulsing blood.
I'm not completely 100% dead. Make sure I'm completely 100% dead, because I'm going to be cremated. So I don't know if they put you in the morgue first, or they just take you right to the oh my God, how many people are in the oven and then wake up if they don't get taken to the morgue? That has got to happen before. That has had to have happened.
Whoa, whew, I almost just fried you up. Good thing you woke up.
Right. It was really hot, and I started banging on. I can't imagine. So now I'm really rethinking the whole cremation thing.
No, all you have to do is have in your will, number one, make sure I'm dead first.
Right.
And then if I am, here's the rest of the stuff I'd like.
Okay.
But, you know, but when you go to number two, before you go to number two, see number one.
Okay.
Go back there.
Weekend of Bernie's me for at least 3 days. Just to make sure that I'm completely dead. So just let me hang out at the beach, you know, on a chair. Make sure I'm completely dead. When a seagull starts eating my eyes, then I'm dead.
Right. Yeah. On the off chance I might still be alive, just, you know, give me the benefit of the doubt there.
Because they tell you you sh** yourself when you die, so make sure I sh** myself too.
If you don't smell poop, I'm alive.
Exactly. No poo. So do me that favor. When the doctor says, I'm sorry, we lost him. Did he shit himself?
check my pants. Yeah, exactly.
No, if
the doctor says, sorry, we lost him, go check his pants.
Right. If it's clean, he's not dead. Do not put him in the morgue. Just put him back. You know what? Just bring him out here to the waiting room and just sit him in a chair.
Until he wakes up again. Yeah.
Yeah. 11 hours. All she wanted was tea. No, that's scary.
Now I want tea.